Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for your son. Thank you for dying for our sins. Thank you for giving us life and health. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything, things that I don't even know that you have done for my life. I just thank you for keeping me safe. I thank you, Lord, for all the listeners, Lord, and that we come to you with a spirit of gratitude because we thank you, Lord, because you don't have to do it, but you loved us, Lord, enough to send your son, and we say thanks for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday we left off, we were in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we talked about not rendering evil for evil. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. 17 says, pray without ceasing. And here's 18, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. All things work together for good, Romans 8 and 28. So we need to give thanks for all things. It may not feel good where you are right now. You may not like the situation that you're in. You may still want more and believe that you deserve more. But I'm going to tell you, that word deserve is a tough one. That's a tough one to attach onto a self, to your person. Because we deserve other things that are not so good, but God had mercy on us for those things. So we ought to be grateful for the things that we do have. That's the season right now that of Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving, we look at it, we eat and drink and making turkeys and Thanksgiving and
my husband is making his green bean casserole. He loves his green bean casserole. So we're talking about eating and all those things. But you know what? It's a time of Thanksgiving.
Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving, really. We shouldn't have to wait till November to celebrate Thanksgiving because we should be thankful and grateful for everything that we have. Because we can always look at someone that doesn't have even what we have. Like that saying goes, you know what? I was complaining about the shoes on my feet until I saw a man that had no feet. We have much to be thankful for. We may not have everything we want, but a lot of us and the majority of us have everything that we need. Because we really need food, clothing, and shelter and to be saved. That's it. That is it. Everything else is gravy. It's all on top of the necessities. And so we want to be thankful. It says in everything, give thanks. Everything give thanks. Let's go over to Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, and this is how we do it. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking to yourselves in hymns and songs. Sometimes, and we talked about this before, you got to burst down into a song. You're feeling heavy burden or laden, but you know what Jesus says? Come unto me who are all heavy laden and I will give you rest. There is rest in Christ. We can't go about trying to solve everything and making ourselves crazy trying to solve everybody's problems and running here and there and exhausted at the end of the day. That is not even being grateful, because sometimes gratitude is sitting still and just taking it in, absorbing your surroundings, looking at the beautiful sky. Right now I'm looking outside and I see the moon because it's a little bit late right now, and I see the moon and it's just a little sliver and it's so beautiful, and the backdrop of a pretty blue sky.
I'm grateful for looking at that. Today was warm, got up to maybe 75, 77 degrees here in San Diego. I'm grateful. I have the activity of my limbs. I'm grateful. I'm able to speak. I have a voice. I'm grateful. I'm able to see and hear. I'm grateful. My daughter is in the next room healthy. I'm grateful. I am so grateful. And the testimony that I have, I was going to share with you, is that there was a time that I was struggling financially really, really, really hard. To the point that I was having yard sales, selling the things off of my lawn. There were some not so great decisions that was made. I made them, and I was a part of making them, I would say. But you know what? As an adult, you take responsibility for your actions. So there were some decisions I made, and I was struggling. After I went through that period of time, and God kept me, He kept me in that time. I never went without food. I had shelter, but we were going through a serious financial struggle. And after we came out of that struggle, I was extremely grateful. So today, if I am able to go to the store and purchase an item, I'm grateful. There's food in there in abundance, and I can pick and choose what it is I want to eat. I am grateful. I am so grateful. There's clothing in there that I can just pick from and choose from. I am grateful, because there was a time that I was trying to figure out how I was going to make it. How I was going to even pay my bills. We ended up selling our home. I'm going to tell you, things can get awful bad. But I sit here today grateful. When I lay my head on my bed, I am grateful. So it says, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. You make melody in your heart. You're singing to the Lord and saying, you know what, Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm not going to be upset with you because you're not giving me what it is that I say that I want. And I feel like you haven't answered my prayer. And I'm bombarding heaven with this prayer and you're not doing it. And you know, Lord, that I need this and that. And I've been waiting. And instead of going to the Lord with that, say, Lord, I am grateful right now for what you have given me. I have my life. And I know who you are, and more importantly, you know who I am. And for that, I'm grateful. I am grateful. I love you, and I'm grateful for your love, Lord, that you laid down your life for me, and you loved me first when I was unlovable. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. If you didn't give me anything else, I'm grateful. Because you gave me your son. And there are those that don't know the Lord. And for the love that you give me and that you have shown me and revealed yourself to me. And you revealed yourself to everybody. But I'm grateful that I acknowledge the call to wake up and see your glory. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm going to stop right there. May God bless you. Join me on the Word in Me on tomorrow. Thank you.